Welcome to the Communication Mastery Podcast with me, Mark Berlinson. We're on a journey together to improve our communication mastery in all kinds of settings, at work, at home, in the community, and we're learning the art and the science of communication so that we can tackle difficulties and grow our mastery together. So I'm your communication coach, and I'm really excited to share this episode with you. Well, welcome, everybody. This is Season 1, Episode 8 of the Communication Mastery Podcast, and today we're going to talk about unleashing your team's potential. Last episode, we talked a bit about how couples can communicate better. Today, we're going to widen that to any kind of team. And by team, I mean a family. That's a team, of course. Or a small business where there's maybe four or five of you working together to achieve a certain goal. Or maybe it's a department within a bigger corporate structure and you're a team leader or a team member in a bigger company. Or this may apply in nonprofits. I coach a lot of nonprofits, and they find it's much more beneficial to work effectively as a team. Or maybe this is church leaderships or other civic organizations, where maybe even your homeowners association, where if we can work as a team, we'll be much more effective. And I've got a bunch of different things here where you can learn with me how to communicate better to unleash your team's potential, whether you're the leader of the team or you're simply a member of the team. Some of these lessons will apply if you're a team member between you and your colleagues on the team. Others will apply if you're a team leader, how you can make the most of the team that you have and unleash each one's potential. So the first thing that we need to remember with any team is that each person is different. We say that again and again on the Communication Mastery Podcast because we so easily lose sight of it, don't we? We get bracketed into all kinds of labels or categories, but actually every individual human being is unique. None of us have the same fingerprint. Each of us has our own contribution to make. And so if I can recognize that each person on my team is different, then I'll be able to handle the adjustments that are needed to get along with each one. You know, some people on the team you'll get along with easily because you're similar to them, or you have they're more like you. But even those people who are not the same as you, who are very different from you, you can learn to adapt, to communicate with them, to connect with them, and to work with them effectively to unleash their potential, but also for them to unleash yours. It is harder to connect with people who are different from you, but effective communication can turn differences into strengths. I've seen it again and again where people come to me and they say, gosh, we're just so different. How can we ever get along? And once I show them some of the principles of what each of them brings to any setting, they can turn those differences into great strengths. And they're like, hey, no, you would be better at this than I will because of this strength that you have. Maybe you think more deeply than I do, or maybe you take action more easily than I do. Maybe you feel other people's emotions, or you can read the room better than I do. Help me. We can work together, we'll be more effective as a team. So turning differences into strengths can only start when we recognize that each person is different. If there are no differences on your team, or there appear to be no differences on your team, then you have a very weak team and you need to take action to address that. Because actually in a team, the disagreements and the conversations around those disagreements are what give the team their strength and what makes the team more effective than individuals. If you all think alike and you all choose alike and you all act alike, then what's the point of having all of you? Each of you could do that job yourself without the others. But if you recognize differences, everyone who's different from you responds very productively to being treated appropriately. In other words, if I treat you the way you're wired, if I relate to you the way that you prefer in communication, then our teamwork is going to be much more effective. But we don't naturally do that, do we? Especially if we haven't received the unique treatment ourselves. Too often our schooling, our education, even our upbringing treats us the same as everybody else in the supposed interests of equality. But actually, you can't have equality without uniqueness. So if I haven't received the unique treatment in my upbringing or in my earlier years, I find it hard to treat people uniquely. It's a skill I can learn, and certainly communication coaching can help me to learn that skill. I feel like I've grown in that since I've been a communication coach. It's a learned skill, but treating each person appropriately comes out of understanding that each person is different. So that was number one. And number two would be that each person brings strengths to the team. We've kind of alluded to that already, but if there's someone that you dislike or you struggle to get along with in your team, again, whether you're leading the team or you're simply a team member, maybe it's the team leader you struggle with. But if you struggle to get along with someone, remember this, they still bring strengths to the team and to whatever goal that you're working towards together, whatever your vision may be as a team. If I can discover and learn to work with and welcome the strengths that the people who I struggle with bring to the team, if I can discover those strengths, learn to value them, then those are going to benefit not only the team's effectiveness, but they're also going to benefit my relationship with that person. I can turn it around to the team's strength if I can recognize the strengths those difficult people, or those ones I don't get along with so well, the strengths they bring, that'll help me. If you're the leader of the team, it's vital that you identify the unique strengths of each of your team members. Every one of your team has something to offer, and you'll need to draw on those strengths in different settings. Maybe it's a customer service setting. You need to draw on the strength of those who have great empathy with people who are maybe angry or dissatisfied with something. Or maybe you need to draw on the detailed orientation of someone when there's a customer with a problem or a challenge that the rest of you haven't been able to solve. Maybe it's someone who can think more deeply and discover solutions that others have missed. All of those kinds of strengths play into the effectiveness of your team. So as a leader, you need to maybe draw up a plan or a chart of the strengths of your team. I'm thinking right now of one particular nonprofit CEO who literally put all of his team's life language profiles on the wall behind his desk. So whenever he was reflecting on a challenge or planning a new initiative, he could look at those and see at a glance who was going to be the best equipped to help him with a particular challenge or to help him address a particular issue. So each person brings strengths and each person is different. Number three, each person has needs. So even though people bring strengths, you can't just assume that those strengths will be able to be expressed in every setting. If a person's needs are not being met, then they're going to find it hard to offer their strengths. And even with somebody on your team that you get along very smoothly with, if you ignore their needs from you and from others, then your communication's going to be strained and you may well run into a difficulty. If you recognize those needs, then even the person you find it hardest to connect with, you can meet some of those needs and then build a bridge that makes the communication much stronger and then hopefully deepens the relationship so that you begin to actually even like each other perhaps. Let me give you an example on that one. I struggled with a boss back in my past careers because his need was for action all the time, and he needed congruency. He needed to feel like people were going the same way as him. We were on the same page, going in the same direction at all times. And I'm much more wired for encouragement and affirmation, and I didn't recognize his need in time to be able to meet that need. And so unwittingly, I made communication difficult between us because I was always looking to encourage rather than to take action, or I was always looking for his affirmation rather than moving with him in the direction he wanted us to go. And that weakened our teamwork. It made our communication difficult. And with hindsight, I wish I'd known what I now know, because I could have made a real difference. So each person has needs, and if we recognize those needs, learn those needs, adapt to those needs, things are going to go better for us. It will unleash your team's potential if you recognize needs. Let me say this, though. We don't like to admit our needs, do we? But all of us have them. You need oxygen. You need food. You need affirmation. You need vision. You need direction. So if we can acknowledge those needs rather than ignore them, then we will be able to communicate better and our team will work better. So here's a takeaway out of those first 3 points. And this would be point number four, would be that you connect with each person differently. So you need to learn to adapt. You may be good at recognizing strengths. You may be better at recognizing needs. Either way, you're going to need to grow the other in order to be able to fully realize the strengths of your team and to bring your team into the fullness of its potential. You may not understand how you're different from some of the folks on your team, but you know that you maybe don't get along so well. If you can learn how you differ and what the specifics are, that's going to help you to build a deeper relationship with those people and for them to build a deeper, stronger teamwork with you. You can adapt if you recognize another person's communication preferences that are different from yours. You can adapt to those because you understand them. I have a friend who, this is a silly little example, but it serves to underscore what I've just said. I have a friend who lives in an area where there are many international students every tourist season working in grocery stores and cafes. That's the same here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We have a lot of J1 students. My friend, he's not from here, but he would learn how to say thank you or how to say hello in as many different languages as possible. And in the grocery store that he would shop in regularly, all of the team members would have not just their name, but also their country of origin, because it was a store that particularly geared itself to employ students and other visitors from other countries. So when my friend would see someone's name tag and which country they were from, he would pull out this little paper from his wallet. He'd look up how to say hello or how to say good morning, how to say thank you in that person's language. And I've been shopping with him on several occasions when he's done this. And it's remarkable to see how somebody lights up when their need and their uniqueness is acknowledged and recognized by somebody else, even in something as simple as simply saying thank you in another language. So the takeaway is to grow your skill at adapting to differing communication styles and differing communication preferences. I have friends who've been working on that skill for maybe a couple of years now, and I see such a remarkable difference in their relationships, not just romantic relationships, but also in their working relationships with others, in volunteer settings and in the workplace. And to see them be able to grow that skill gladdens my heart, because that's what I'm all about, helping people to become more successful. I've got one guy I'm thinking of particularly who his team has been more productive in the last 6 months than it ever was before in the workplace. I've no idea what they produce, widgets or whatever, but they have been more productive because he's taken the time to understand his other team members and to adapt to their preferred communication styles. So the ways I can grow that skill, let me just give you some quick pointers. And then I'll give you a suggestion at the end. First, I need to understand. So I need to learn the styles and I need to see who is stronger in each of those styles. But then I need to reflect on that. So particularly if I'm a team leader, I need to invest the time to take a step back to see the interactions in my team from the perspective of each one's preferred communication styles. That's what's happened with one of my business clients, where the office manager, she takes the time to literally check the directory of each person's life language profiles so that she can see which ones are thoughtful, which ones are emotive, which ones are much more action-based. So then she adapts the way that she manages her team according to the needs of the business, but also to the strengths of the team. So take the time to reflect. And then I need to respect that each one is different. So I need to accept them as they are. And remember, none of us is one language. We all have all seven and we are able to adapt, but I need to affirm where each person's coming from. So if I can accept them as they are, I can affirm the value that brings to the team because I've taken the time. And then I need to adapt. So I call on different ones for different tasks or different ones for different needs so that each person has the satisfaction of feeling like they really matter and they've made a valuable contribution. And then finally, I would call this promote. I need to actually work for the growth and the promotion of each person on my team. I need to challenge the ones who need to be challenged, but I need to protect the ones who need to be protected. And actually, those two things in my mind go close together. I can challenge you to fulfill your potential, but I also need to protect you to give you the space that you're not feeling threatened by doing that. And maybe you need space to think. I want to protect that space to think, but challenge you to do it. Maybe you need agreement for your plans. Well, I will protect your plans while we create that agreement from the team around them. Or maybe you need to be appreciated for the actions you've taken. Yes, I'll appreciate you, but I'll challenge you to keep on expressing that strength of seeing what needs to be done when others have missed it, and challenge you to keep growing that skill and that strength within our team or within the workplace. That happened for me with somebody who was my supervisor in a previous job. He would keep pushing me into settings where he knew that I thought I couldn't succeed, but he would have me covered with his own experience and wisdom and backing so that I could step into settings that I was maybe lacking confidence in and discover that with his support, with his challenge, yes, he was pushing me in at the deep end, but he would make sure that he was watching to see that I learned to swim. And I'm very grateful for that. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for that man and for his challenging input. He was a good leader, and he understood the differences in communication styles that's so essential for unleashing the potential of your team. If I think about my colleagues on that team at that time, we are literally all over the world now doing all manner of different things, but all of us are flourishing because that potential in us was unleashed by a leader who understood how to call out the best in people and how to cultivate what they could bring to the team so they could then turn around and do it for others. I'm very grateful for it. In our next episode, we'll look at effective team meetings, how I can do this practically with a team in a business or another setting. But if you want to rehearse some of the lessons from this episode about making the most of your team, I'd recommend you pick up the introductory resource bundle from my website. It's only $9.99. And included in that is my ebook, A Business Communication Parable, which unpacks all of the kind of principles that we've talked about today in a story form that helps you to see how valuable it can be to do this. There's lots of other things in that package. And as I say, it's only $9.99. Pick it up from my website at markberlinson.com. And that's also where you can reach out to me with your feedback on this episode. What did you find helpful? What did I miss? What would you have liked to have heard? What subjects would you like me to tackle in future episodes? I'd love your feedback on the podcast in that way. And before I leave you, this past summer, I've been fine-tuning some of my business communication packages. And I've got three different levels I'm offering to businesses. The mastery package will really guarantee you that your team will work better at the end of it. Or there's the success package. If budgets are a little tighter and time is a little shorter, you can still move into communication success. And then there's the fundamentals package, which is an introduction that gets you started on the journey, which you then can continue later. If you're interested in any of those, I still have some spaces left for businesses to take advantage of that. So you can reach out to me through markberlinson.com, use the contact form, and also my phone number and email are on that website. So reach out, let's connect. I'm your communication coach. Tell me what I can do for you. Have a great time. We'll see you next time. So thank you for joining me for this episode of the Communication Mastery Podcast. If this has been helpful to you, please leave a rating and a review because that helps me to get the word out. You can also share it with your friends and encourage them to subscribe. I'd love to hear your feedback. Give me your suggestions for future episodes. You can connect with me through my website at www.markberlinson.com. I'm your communication coach and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. See you next time.